Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is a Throwback Thursday here on K-Frog. Let's throw it back to probably the best meme ever.
It's gonna be May.
Officially May.
Already.
I know. Okay, since it is a Throwback Thursday, let's bag on ourselves. Do you remember that saying, bag on yourself? A little bit. Is there an outdated word that you still use, even though you know, like, it's an old school word?
Okay, in my mind, though, I don't think it's old school. Okay. I still think it's relevant.
Okay, so good point.
I have a little bit more of, you know, the words with some swagger on. I still say dope, and I'll say
you
baller.
You still say swagger.
I do. Yes, I do, Kelly.
It's called Riz.
What are yours? What are the ones you use?
Well, here's the thing. Having a 10-year-old and a 5-year-old at home, I get called out on it all the time. So I think that's why I'm more aware of it. But I will use stoked, awesome for everything. It's a lot of my descriptor words. The kids are like, oh my gosh, Mom, you're so old.
But then when you hear their lingo that they use.
Oh, skibbity.
I can't do it.
Oh, Mom, he's the Riz master. I'm like, no. Yeah, you don't even know what that word is short for. Yeah, spell charisma.
Just say he has game. That's what we used to say.
Right? He's so bomb. So on a Throwback Thursday, let's call ourselves out for this. Oh, here's one. Sorry, I just thought of this. We were talking with friends, and they're like, do you remember back in the day when you used to scam with people? Do you remember that?
Scam?
Yeah, it was like making out.
No.
We're going to go scam.
No. That sounds like you're going to go rob a liquor store.
Not scam like you're getting a text message from the toll roads.
Did you just get one?
No.
I just got one. That's so weird you said that.
All right. What is the outdated word that you still use? You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. If you want to know if you're not cool, just have kids. They will tell you in a heartbeat. My 10-year-old Carter is very quick to tell me, Mom, that's not a cool word. You sound outdated.
Well, guess what? At one point in time, these were cool words,
right?
And we're continuing to use them in our vocabulary because they still work.
I'm like, yeah, just wait. One day your kid's going to make fun of you for saying skibbity, okay?
I'd make fun of them now.
I do. What is the outdated word that you're still using? I say stoked all the time. I say awesome. Like, I'm stuck in those 90s phrases.
But I feel like those could still be borderline cool. Those are like safe words.
Okay.
Like a lot of like really good songs we play on K-Frog that have been around for a while, like you could still use those. Me, on the other hand, still using words like dope, fresh, crunk, fat.
Crunk?
Not okay.
Fat with a P-H.
Fat with a P-H,
yes.
Not with an F.
Yes.
Because then you make someone sad.
760 says, I still refer to the hashtag as a pound sign.
Oh, the
That is hilarious. And now that you say that, I'm going to show Carter and Colt and be like, do you know what this is? See if they even know what a pound sign is.
Do it.
Show me on the phone where a pound sign is. They'll be like, huh?
I would love to know if they actually know what it is.
Tito, what is the outdated word that you still use?
My big one was, and my kids look at me when I say it, hella. That was hella nice. And then when you're eating some great food, it's the bomb. that's the bomb.
My mom uses that one. Everything is, oh, it's the bomb.
Yeah, your mom's my age. That's why.
Deneen in Cypress, what's your outdated word that you use?
Moded.
Moded.
What's moded?
You don't, oh gosh, Anthony, now you really aged me. Okay, moded. It's like, oh, I feel stupid. Like, oh, so moded.
Totally. I didn't mean to say it there.
You did.
A totally 90s word.
Threw another one right there.
Did you ever use this phrase? 562 says, give me the 411.
I may have been guilty of that, yeah.
Have you said it recently, though?
I don't think I have recently, no. No, I'm gonna say no.
I love that you're actually thinking about it,
though. I'm trying to think back. Yeah, because we do use a lot of these. Okay, my favorite one of all time.
Okay.
You're so 2000 and late. Reference to the Black Eyed Peas song. That one we're bringing back starting today.
All of these are 2000 late. I didn't realize words have expiration dates, but having a 10-year-old at home, he calls me on it all the time. He's like, Mom, that's so old.
I like that Reese isn't old enough to do that to me yet, but I know it's coming.
It is. It's on the way. What is an outdated word? You gave me one yesterday that made me laugh that you use all the time.
What was it?
Baller.
Yeah.
But you used it as like a verb.
So?
A baller is like a noun. Like he's a baller.
But it could also be used to describe something cool. Like if I say fresh, it's fresh. Hell, you're like, oh, what, did you just take a shower?
That word is not fresh. That word is outdated. Here's a 714 Wayne and says, there's actually a couple outdated words I still use. Moded, sick, fresh, and whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Only if you do the arms with it. Kim in Eastville, what is the outdated word you still use?
Rad.
Wait a minute. No, rad is still very, very cool.
Rad's a little dated.
No.
I wouldn't say it's outdated, but it's dated.
Yeah, it's a little dated.
Felicity and Fontana, would you ever describe something using the word wicked?
Oh, no.
No.
Okay.
Not at all. That, Diana and DeVore, what about you? What's the outdated word that you still use?
Tight. That's tight.
That's tight.
Oh, tight was super cool to use. Tight was like the go-to for everything.
My kids don't understand.
Kids will never understand.
No.
Look at our Facebook page. A lot of people saying word. Word was a good one. Yeah. Awesome sauce.
I'm an awesome person. I don't think I'm an awesome sauce person.
Never used that one. Love this one. How about make whoopee?
That's like back to Love Connection.
What was that, like Family Feud or something? Like, where's the weirdest place you made whoopee?
Yeah, it was like the old school game shows.
Yeah.
Know what's funny? You could say that now. Your kids would have no idea. They're like, whoopee cushion? What are Mom and Dad doing?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.